MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting now with Mark Pendlebury. He's founder and managing director at Whiskey Brother. Mark, appreciate the early morning time. Whiskey as a business, and a lot of my listeners are out there. Come on, whiskey's not a business. It's the best drink there is out there. But there's a business angle to it. And how is it these days? I mean, are we seeing growth? Are we seeing sort of increase in demand and perhaps interest in whiskey?
Good morning, Simon. Thank you very much for having me. So the answer is sadly not. I think like many industries, whiskey has been impacted by, let's say, the post-COVID highs, or at least coming off those post-COVID highs, returning to, you know, 2019 levels. In some instances, some markets are even seeing a decline there. I think like many industries, you know, with current, tariff headwinds, economic uncertainty, economic crunch, which your previous guest also mentioned, we're seeing people, not have as much disposable income for whiskey, not only in South Africa, but globally.
There is also the trend, and maybe we're seeing it here, and we see it in beer, where the consumption goes down. And I think around whiskey, you know, gin's a competitor these days, whereas 20 years ago, really, it was just my granny who drank gin.
Yes. Gin has fallen from its peaks, sure, even pre-COVID. When it comes to, let's just say, more premium spirits, and nothing wrong with gin, but, you know, I'm not gin brother.
Nope.
But we've definitely seen a decrease in gin. If you just look at the number of even local producers and local brands that existed during the heights of the gin, you know, trend. I mean, there's still more gin drinkers than there were, but it's definitely come off quite dramatically, again, both in South Africa and globally.
Do we see new brands entering whiskey? And I ask because, you know, when I open my bottle of whiskey, that there's always a lot made around the fact that, you know, first distilled in, I don't know, some date that is literally hundreds of years ago. Yet I do see new regions coming in. I mean, I've been at some of your tasting sessions, and suddenly there's Thai whiskey, there's Welsh whiskey. Are new brands coming through?
They are definitely. I think, you know, we're at a very interesting time in the industry where you've never had such a scale or such a variance in scale from different producers. You know, you have the biggest producers we've ever had, and nothing wrong with being big. We're not associating that with bad. But then by the same token, you've got almost, you know, craft distillers, micro distillers that, you know, produce a tiny fraction of what a big producer would produce in a year. So, you know, what's interesting, we still see, you know, there's been such a massive investment over the last several years in the whiskey industry, both in Scotland and in the other primary countries, Ireland, Japan, America. But at the moment, everyone is very uncertain. The big producers at the moment are taking their foot off the gas. A lot of them have sent staff home or are dropping a shift from production. But at the same time, you've got small producers who still are selling everything that they can make, that have only been around for a handful of years and are giving the other guys a run for their money. But the volumes are incomparable in terms of the small producers producing in a year what a big producer would produce in half a day.
Talk to me about the Only Whiskey Show. And at the top of the show, I said that these sort of whiskey shows are dangerous because I've never met a whiskey I didn't like. My bank manager phones me the next day thinking my credit card's been hijacked. You're in Joburg, you're in Cape Town. What's the genesis of the show?
Yeah, so we started the show, I think it was approximately 8 years ago, I think nine maybe. We just felt that there was room in South Africa for another whiskey show because, you know, we're not the only ones. But we have been inspired by, you know, international whiskey shows. And our intention, very much like what we do as a business, is to try and be slightly more exclusive, still be inclusive, but have, you know, more premium brands, ticket prices slightly more, but it's a more intimate experience. So we only have 500 people per night. When we sell out, we sell out, and we always have people coming running last minute saying, please can I get tickets, and we say unfortunately not. It's very much part of the approach of the show, and then there was a hiatus during COVID, sadly, like everything. And then when we came back in 2022, we expanded the show to Cape Town as well. So it runs two nights in Cape Town, two nights in Johannesburg. It's always in August. It's run by Whiskey Brother, so we arrange the whole thing. We have international whiskey guests come through. It's a lovely opportunity to explore new whiskies, mingle and meet like-minded whiskey enthusiasts. And I guarantee you, if you do attend, Simon, not only will you find a whiskey you don't like, but you'll find something you like even more than what you liked before.
Look, I mean, my bugbear with whiskey is Irish, and I know some people are hating me for that, but I'm a traditionalist in that. And it really is. It's an opportunity for attendees to truthfully try things, and for someone like me to get over my bugbear around Irish whiskey. There will be sort of different things, and it really is a place to, I suppose, experiment as a whiskey drinker.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if we do speak about the economic crunch and people maybe being a little bit more discerning with their spend, you know, you don't want to take the risk of buying something you've never tried or haven't heard of, you know, because maybe you don't enjoy it. And, you know, if you're spending, you know, several hundred rand a bottle or even north of that, that can be quite painful. So I think the Whiskey Show is a great opportunity to try over 150 different whiskeys, which is included in the ticket price. We don't recommend you try them all. And not only maybe find something that you already like from a particular category, but explore something that, you know, maybe hasn't sat well with you historically. You know, we have whiskies from across the world, as you mentioned, where you of course have Irish whiskey, we have South African whiskey, we've got Scotch whiskey, but we've got Japanese whiskey, we have Taiwanese, we have Israeli whiskey, we've got Indian whiskey, and that's to your earlier comment that, you know, there are new producers that have popped up everywhere over the last decade across the world, and we've got, you know, international guests, including, you know, an Irish whiskey brand ambassador. We have Alan Winchester, who has spent 50 years in the industry and has seen this before in terms of the ups and downs. He has managed over 22 Scotch malt distilleries. His name is engraved in the 50-year-old whiskey. It's named after him. He produced that. So it's a wonderful opportunity just to, you know, see what's out there, see what's new, see what's limited, try something you haven't tried before. You know, there is so much whiskey out there. We are absolutely spoiled for choice. At the moment, and have been for the last few years, and no one whiskey drinker can expect to try it all or own it all, nor do they need to. But the show is a great opportunity to lead, you know, expand your horizons, and, you know, we recommend you come along with friends, and it's likely your friends will have preferences that you don't have or that you don't share, and it's a good opportunity to explore those together.
And a top tip for folks: don't try all the whiskeys, because then not only do you have a broken credit card, you have a broken head at the same time. But it does sound fascinating. I like your idea to try things, and, you know, to try something that maybe you're not sure about, and maybe find new things. We leave it there. That's Mark Pendlebury, founder, managing director, Whiskey Brother. The show is The Only Whiskey Show. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.